Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Joined now by Jillian K. Melcher. She is an editorial page writer for the Wall Street Journal. Find her on Twitter at Jillian K-M. That's K-A-Y-M. And recently on the border for her piece, Biden's Border Crisis Up Close. Jillian, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
People can find this at the Wall Street Journal's website, WSJ.com. The Rio Grande Valley. Jillian, give us an idea of where you were and what this environment is like down there.
Yeah, so I was along the U.S.-Mexico border, so the very, very tip of Texas. And then if you cross over in Matamoros, which is just across from Brownsville, that's a Mexican border town controlled by the Gulf Cartel. And this area is just seeing a huge uptick in the number of migrants crossing the border. And of particular concern right now is that it's a lot of very young children crossing with family members, making this dangerous crossing, and then also a lot of unaccompanied children.
We read the numbers here, Jillian. You saw these people and these faces up close and personal. Who are these people who are trying to cross the border mostly?
Well, I think you've got two separate categories right now. The first is migrants who are enrolled in the Trump administration program called the Migrant Protection Protocols. And this is basically asylum seekers who came to the Mexico border, declared that they were fleeing persecution in their country of origin. And under Trump's policy, they had to remain in Mexico until their case was adjudicated, until a decision was made on whether they qualified for asylum or not. The Biden administration has started phasing out that program, so it's not accepting new enrollees, but it is letting the current enrollees into the United States, and which brings us to the second category, which is a lot of migrants have seen that move to phase out the Remain in Mexico program, have seen the Biden administration's promises to be more compassionate, restore the dignity of migrants. And they've interpreted that as the U.S. is now open to us. So you've seen a huge surge of people coming from Central America, from Cuba, from Haiti. Some of them are fleeing political persecution. Some of them are fleeing really extreme gang violence, cities with crime rates that are just astronomically high, public corruption, shakedowns where if you're a business, you're extorted. And then you've got a separate category within them, which is people who in Honduras and in the Northern Triangle have really seen their fortunes changed by storms, hurricanes, COVID, and are economic migrants fleeing really desperate economic circumstances and looking for opportunity in the United States.
The title of the piece is Biden's Border Crisis. You allude a bit to the messaging there and the incentives that have changed since the beginning of the year or so. Is that why you describe it as Biden's border crisis?
It is. So I think what's been particularly destructive is under Title 42, which is a public health law, there's basically a COVID-era emergency order that says that if you're coming to the United States to seek asylum, if you're fleeing persecution, normally the legal way to do that is to present yourself at a port of entry and tell the immigration officer, look, I'm terrified to go back to my own home country for these reasons. But under Title 42, the ports of entry are closed. There's no legal way anymore for people to do that. But if they cross the border illegally, they are able to seek asylum. Now, Title 42 also allows right now during COVID for the expulsion of single adults. But the Biden administration has decided that it will admit unaccompanied children. And then you've also got complicating that new policy changes in Mexico, where border cities, border states are more reluctant to accept family units with really young children. So what this creates is a situation where if you're a parent and you have a kid under about the age of 7, you know that if you enter the United States, you're fairly likely to be released into the U.S. If you have a kid over 8 years old, you may not, if you cross with them, you'll probably be sent back to Mexico. But if you send them alone, the Biden administration will take them in. And so what this all together has created is a situation where there's no legal way for people to seek asylum, but the incentives are there for them to do it the illegal way. And they're in particular there for the most vulnerable populations to do it in an illegal way.
Jillian Melcher is with us, editorial page writer with the Wall Street Journal. Her piece at WSJ.com, Biden's Border Crisis Up Close. You describe these cartels who are taking advantage of the crisis. How are they maximizing the chaos on the border to create these situations in which they are the ones thriving?
Well, they control the entire flow. What I was hearing in Matamoros when I went to a migrant shelter is that nobody crosses the border without paying off organized crime. You're paying the coyote, you're paying the cartel. And so because of that, because they have such dominance on the south side of the border, they can control who crosses, when they cross, where they cross. And they're using that to their strategic advantage. You really see them profiting enormously off of migrants because our legal asylum system is closed right now. The only way to enter the United States is illegally. It's through paying these people. So that's a huge revenue driver anyway. And then they also have the benefit of that this distracts U.S. government resources. In Texas, you've seen already Texas Rangers, state law enforcement, trying to help Border Patrol and make sure that drugs, contraband, weapons, dangerous people don't get across the border. But it is really straining resources because you've got this humanitarian crisis. I mean, we're talking about just a couple weeks ago, a 9-year-old girl crossing the Rio Grande with her mother and her 3-year-old brother. They ended up. Something went wrong. The 9-year-old girl died. She drowned. And that's something that's happening very often and is going to happen as the heat picks up. You're going to have migrants who are coming who are severely dehydrated, who are just in medical crisis. U.S. authorities have to respond to that and give it priority. But it's creating openings and gaps along the border that the cartels can really exploit.
Jillian Melcher was on the border in the Rio Grande Valley. You write at the end, unless incentives change, the situation will worsen. What might be the quickest way to have an impact on what's happening right now on our southern border?
So I would like to see the Biden administration get rid of some of the perverse incentives in the asylum system. This probably means hiring more immigration judges so cases are adjudicated faster so that people who are fleeing legitimate persecution get a quick answer and don't have to, you know, do this the illegal way. I would also really like to see the United States expand permission for temporary guest workers because you see a lot of people gaming the asylum system, abusing it when they're really economic migrants. And I think just giving them a chance to do it the legal way, to come to the U.S. to work, and then to send money back home and go back home, improve their quality of life there, would really help. But basically, we have a situation now that's incentivizing migrants and asylum seekers to do things the illegal way and sending them the message that if you do this, you'll be rewarded. And it's creating a humanitarian crisis. And I think if we don't address this, we're going to see a lot more very vulnerable people in very vulnerable situations. And I'm expecting a bad summer. I think we're going to see a lot more dead children on the border, and that just breaks my heart.
Jillian K. Melcher, editorial page writer for The Wall Street Journal. Her piece at WSJ.com, Biden's Border Crisis Up Close. Follow her on Twitter at Jillian K.M., K-A-Y-M at the end there. Jillian, thanks so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you for having me.
Scott Bertram in for Steve. More of The Steve Gruber Show up next.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.